Tape number 6, side 2, track 4, Honeysuckle, Transverse Coast, pass number 8.
morning or good afternoon or whatever it is. This JOD's back at the con. CDR went back to bed.
Okay. Looks like all the junior guys have a midwife.
I know what you mean. I had a little sleep earlier, so I'm pretty well rested. We want to make sure that Frank gets a good snooze here prior to entry. This might be a good time to try out your background music again, see if you have any better luck.
Okay, we'll try that a little later. Apollo 8, Houston.
Go ahead, Houston.
Okay, I guess we should start off with a little dialogue about fleet. How much do you have?
Well, let's see, whatever it was I told you, I went to bed last time until now. Just a second, let me check the flight plan. Have you got logged in when it was I asked for that last seatbelt?
Okay, I guess we can figure that out for ourselves, can't we?
Yeah, why don't you let me know? I've kind of lost track of what time it was and I went to bed, but it was about, I went to sleep about 15 minutes after that and woke up about 10 minutes ago. Good sleep.
Okay, so let's see, it's now 142 hours.
I think I am Rip Van Winkle.
Just trying to find out how soundly you really slept. I guess you're not that sleepy.
Maybe confused, but not that confused.
Okay, yeah, that's really about 4 hours ago.
Okay, good. Well, if it boils, we're going to know it before it won't take long to find out. If it won't boil, not a heck of a lot we can do about it. So why don't we wait until somebody else wakes up here, until Frank wakes up again. How'd that be?
Yeah, that'd be fine. Well, it is something you can do. You can resurface it. It's kind of a tedious process, and I think we want to just kind of keep our eyes on it. So we'll have some idea of prior entry if we can count on having two loops or one. Which kind of leads us into another question we're trying to send down two questions, in fact. Well, number one, we'd like to verify that you do plan to use both the primary and secondary boilers during the actual entry. And we're also looking for a way of checking the primary boiler to make sure it isn't dried out prior to entry. And that's turning the end of a little more of a challenge than you might suspect. If you have any thoughts on that, Susie, we can go over that.
The answer to the question is yes. We do plan to use both. Before we get into the water motor problem, though, CDO, I'd like to take a Seconal also, make sure he can get off to sleep here.
Okay, that's a go.
Okay, On the water boiler, yeah, it's interesting that I get moans. I was going to say, anytime you have your mic keyed, I can hear myself talking with about a 2 second time delay. I was back to the primary and secondary boiler checks. I think it's a good idea to make sure we got them both prior to entry, and have the resurfacing procedures handy.
All right, so, you know, the secondary, well, in fact, both resurfacing procedures are available in the malfunction book, and part of the problem with checking out the primary boiler is finding a way to make it boil on the way in.
Yeah, just a second, Ken. I got a little short on here. Looks like the only way we'd be able to do it would be to shut off the radiators.
We were looking for a little more thoughtful way to do that.
Roger, that would be agreeable to me too, a little more thoughtful way, but it shouldn't freeze up if we did it quickly.
We're talking over several things, you know, like putting the temp in valve, the manual, or partially closing in, or some of these different ideas, and something you can think about while you're laying there with nothing else to do.
Yeah, we've noticed that it's gotten warmer in the cockpit coming back than it was going out. And I remember going out when we manually positioned the temp in valve, but we had pretty good control over the glycol evap outlet temperature. So possibly that would be the thing to try first rather than the radiators.
Okay, we've got the bathroom boys looking at it too.
I guess if we do pick a time, though, we ought to pick a time that if something did go haywire, we could afford to boil hits for the rest of the way in, but still leave us enough time to make sure we got the evap service if it didn't work.
That's firm, and we're factoring in things like trajectory considerations and all that sort of thing, too.
Right. I think that's the second derivative of the water boiler versus time plot will give us the optimum time to do it.
Hey, copy on that. There's also speculation calculation that you have a chart on board that gives that information.
Well, if I don't, I'm sure those guys can gin one up. They've ginned up some other pretty good ones.
It's also been suggested that perhaps if you don't have a chart, it's on the tape recorder.
Well, if I don't have a chart, I'll put it on the tape recorder. Yeah, I think, unless you guys got some more comments along those lines, maybe we ought to give these guys a chance to get to sleep, and I'll hold down their replies here for a while. If you got something to brief me on, go ahead, but I'd like to keep my answers to yeses and nos and whatever else you think you really need.
Okay, real fine, Bill. And I'll check with you like every 30 minutes and make sure we still have voice contact.
Okay, I got some log writing to do and whatnot, so keep an eye on the systems and the gimbal angles, and we'll be all right.
Okay.
Ken, if your ecom there wants to play the Omni-Switch game, we're on Dog Bravo at this time. Actually on Bravo, but also configured for D, so... correction, we're on D and also configured for Bravo. They want to switch, why go ahead?
Okay, we'll give that a try. I'm we're cracking up. Background is for you.
Okay, the last time they did that, it sounded like they were running at the wrong speed on the tape, but if we're all closer now, it'll be a little better.
Would you believe Doppler shift?
Might be another way to range. Problem is, if it was Doppler shift, we're heading back out again.
Looks like we can use your homing for a backup ranging in case everything else fails.
Roger.
sensors transmission, but doctors observe that it looks like your some of your sensors may be working loose, so you might just kind of push on them and see if they're in place.
Do any good?
No, it looks like it's one of your thermal film.
I don't see any loose sensor, the upper sensor. You trying to call yours?
No, I didn't. It sounded like you were getting an echo, and I checked, and I hadn't held the key down at the time either.
Okay, I don't see any loose sensors, but the upper sternals beginning to irritate a little bit, but not badly, and possibly there's something going on there.
Okay, did you copy about the antenna?
They really disappoint me, but I'll keep that in mind. Roger, radio 5-by. I didn't hear the music until you started talking, though. And I don't hear it now. Roger, Ken, read you loud and clear. If you're trying to play background music, I do not hear it.
Following Houston Radio Cat.
Houston, read you loud and clear. Noticed the cycling of my suit. suit power switch when you called me. And I'm hearing an echo now.
Right, I copy your echo. And what switch were you cycling?
I was cycling the suit power, which turns off the biomed periodically. Figured that'd wake the doctors up.
It appears we have more than one communications problem.
Roger. high gain Houston will lay in on these, be okay.
Houston, that's negative.
Roger. Be advised that that I'm hearing these echoes quite a bit of the time, and if you're trying to play any music, I'm not hearing that.
Roger, we understand. We're not trying to play music right now.
Okay, who is this, Comtech?
Ken's only human. This is his substitute. This is the flight director.
Oh, I didn't recognize your voice there.
I don't get to talk off.
Who's substituting for you now, flight?
AFD.
Oh, okay. Looking pretty good from here. How about from down there?
It couldn't be better.
You guys are doing a great job. I really appreciate it. Okay, we'll be standing by.
Holloway, Houston. Blue Honeysuckle.
Hi to Houston, loud and clear.
Okay, Bill, and my mild metadata still looks a little bit squirrely. How about checking the blue signal conditioner and your mild mid harness? You have one connector, give me the center packet, has a blue connector on it. You kind of check that. And I don't know if you have changed the mild mid harness leads recently. If you have, this might cause our problem.
Roger, I was just cracking open some acorns here for breakfast. Let me put them down and I'll check my biomed leads.
There's no rush on it.
Roger, thank
following you.
That's real good for background level type tin. Maybe if I'm trying to do some logging in here, so that's real nice. About that level, maybe if you didn't have anything else, so you might want it a bit louder, but that's good for now.
Okay, that's about the max volume we can take down here. So if you want to talk to us, you may have to call us once or twice, so you're just barely one of them.
Okay, try it again and I'll give you a little louder call, and I'm just going to try to keep it quiet.
Oh yeah, that's all right. I was aware that you were calling, I just didn't make out what you said, and from now on, anytime you call, we'll drop the music and I'll talk to you.
Roger, don't hesitate to inhibit it.
Right. Bill, we're going to have to wait until we get back around to Bravo before we start switching. Our flight is still a little bit low.
Okay, I'll just go ahead and switch it. Kenneth, and all that stuff.
Okay, thank you. We'll put our midnight DJ show back on the air.
Right. Great now.